This is a podcast from News Talk Radio 710, WOR, New York. Log on to WOR710.com for more information. Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we have our special guest, Jack Challum, back with us. Jack's here, courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin and Herb Company. And those of you who are on the phones, thank you for staying there over the break. Okay, Jack, you want to say a few more things about the cardiovascular benefits of fish oil?
Yeah, you know, we touched on just a few of them, but there are some other important benefits. They improve blood vessel flexibility. You know, medically this is referred to as dilation. And the more flexible your blood vessels are, really the healthier your blood vessels are, as opposed to what used to be called hardening of the arteries, and hardening of the blood vessels in general. So that's another benefit. Fish oils also slow the heart rate. This is good again. Exercise slows the heart rate, regular exercise, that is. It slows the resting pulse. That's good. But, you know, a lot of people just say, hey, I don't have the time to exercise. Fish oils can provide some of the cardiovascular benefits. And then there's one other big benefit. There are erratic heartbeats called arrhythmias, and fish oils seem to have some benefit in reducing arrhythmias. As you know, magnesium has some benefits here. And, you know, it's just when you look at the research, it's one plus after another. And if you really want to keep your cardiovascular system as young as possible, fish oils are really crucial for doing that.
All right, so they do a whole bunch of nice things, and they don't seem to do any unnice things.
Exactly. You know, the only qualification there would be is if someone is taking a prescription blood thinner, like Plavix or Coumadin, then they probably should talk with their doctor before they add fish oils. But for the majority of us, you know, it's really a win-win.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Ellen from Ridgefield, Connecticut. You're live on the Wilner Window, Ellen.
Well, it's quite a lead-in for me, because I'm refusing to take Coumadin, and now I had to stop the aspirin 325 milligrams because of ringing in my ears. But for years I've taken the omega-3 700 milligrams, a capsule in the morning and one in the evening, and I take vitamin E. But it sounds like I really need to go up to a more therapeutic dosage of the omega-3. That would help me.
All right. What's your problem? What's the medical problem?
Atrial fib.
Atrial fibrillation.
Yes.
Okay.
I sigh. You know, there's a whole bunch of natural blood thinning agents none of which have been tested in controlled studies to see how good they are at preventing blood clots and atrial fibrillation. So when people call up and say, oh, I want to stop my Coumadin and substitute something natural, we generally discourage that. On the other hand, if in your case you cannot take the Coumadin, and presumably not taking the Plavix, or there are other drugs, there are quite a number of things. So for instance, the natal kinase, the fish oil at higher doses within the blood, garlic, various green teas and resveratrols and so forth, which would be the best is unclear. But whichever you choose, you should do it in coordination with your doctor so he knows what you're doing.
Yes, but suppose he has no interest in going this route.
Well, then you have to find. You should find someone who can guide you that way, whether it's a nutritionist or a counselor or.
Let me tell you. I see a lot of people who are looking for a nutritional or alternative kind of aspect, and when I call the doctor to clear things with them, I'd say that 49 times out of 50, the doctor says, as long as it doesn't do anything bad, and we don't know it does anything bad, it's okay. He won't want to take responsibility for monitoring himself, but the large majority of doctors at this point are not really opposed. It's only like 1 in 50 that's going to get angry when you talk to them about it.
Okay, Doc.
But what would be a therapeutic dosage of the omega-3 700?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to comment on. In your case, look, let's just limit ourselves to answering your specific question.
Okay.
The omega-3 700 is a relatively high-potency product. If you're already taking that, there's no reason. There's no reason why you couldn't take two of those instead of one twice a day, okay? Especially in your case where the last thing you're worried about is getting to have too high a dose and having a blood thinning effect. And the more blood thinning effect from what you're telling us that you would experience, the better it would be. So you could easily take two or three of those two or three times a day and still be doing fine.
All right, Ellen?
I appreciate this, and it's been a wonderful program. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ellen. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number. Give us a call.
By the way, I think she or a previous caller mentioned, all of these, all of the Solgar fish oil supplements are on sale at Wilner Chemist at 40% off. So if you're looking to increase your dosage, now is the time.
And save money at the same time.
And save money. That's what I was getting at, yes.
All right, Gary from Brooklyn, you're next on the Wilner Window.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Gary.
My question is this. We've all read about fish farms and the feed that they feed them, and a lot of our fish comes from Asia, which is supposed to be terribly polluted. The fish oil that we buy, where do the fish come from that is made from?
All right. You want to start off with that, Jack?
Alaska is one source, and I think Alaskan salmon, if you're having the actual fish is probably the best salmon out there. A lot of the fish oil supplements also are extracted from a variety of cold water species off the Norwegian coast and other areas of Scandinavia. And these are pretty pristine waters. The distillation process that extracts the fish oils seems to remove the mercury and PCBs. And it really comes back to some of what we discussed earlier in that there are advantages of fish oils over the fish per se because these contaminants have been removed. And this has been independently verified by ConsumerLab.com, which does test supplements for potency and contaminants and things of that sort.
The key thing here, Gary, is with the fish oil, the way the processing is done with the distillations, it almost doesn't matter where the fish come from. because the process just purifies everything. So when you're taking fish oil, taking a fish oil from one of the reputable manufacturers, you won't really have to worry about the contamination aspect.
That's very good news.
Yeah, Arnie, I think the key to what you just said, you said the reputable manufacturers. You know, sometimes people call us and they ask about pricing and where to buy supplements, and sometimes we'll tell them that, well, for certain things, it's not that critical. But, you know, fish oil is one of those supplements where I would not recommend that you go shopping in some discount five and dime and buy a no-name cheap product, because the important thing, as we just explained, is that you use the purified fish oil, sometimes called pharmaceutical grade. That's kind of more a marketing term than a technical term, but what it means is that it's been processed in a way that cleans it up, so to speak. So you want to make sure that you're getting a fish oil supplement of that type. And so in this case, look for only reputable brands and don't let price be your only guide.
And if you're wondering about reputable brands, just give us a holler at Wilner Chemists and we will let you know what those reputable brands are.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for that call, Gary. All right, 1-800-321-0710. That's our number if you want to call and ask us a question. This is Arnie Gitomer,
Don Goldberg,
and Dr. Richard Podell.
And our special guest, Jack Challum, will all be back after these messages.
I just tried a new product from Jaru Formulas, Ideal Bowel Support, and I was very impressed. I recently returned from the Middle East, and I don't know what it was, the airplane food, the time change, whatever, but I was having a major problem with my digestive system. Gas, bloating, a little constipated. I tried some fiber. It didn't help at all. So I picked up a box of Jaru's new IBS, Ideal Bowel Support, a probiotic containing a special strain of Lactobacillus clinically studied for exactly this type of problem, intestinal health. It worked. I took one in the morning, one in the evening, and by the next morning, I felt fine. I am sold on this product. Jaru Formulas Ideal Bowel Support for intestinal discomfort, gas, and bloating, and to support regularity. A controlled, double-blind, randomized study showed complete improvement in 45% of patients compared to 15% taking placebo. Ideal Bowel Support from Jaru Formulas, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Hey, Don, you know, you're going back to the Middle East next March, so you better take this product before you go next time.
Absolutely. I'm taking a box with me.
All right. And, you know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and to how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is you'll find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. You don't believe me? Well, here's some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, the following sales are in effect. And it's a new sale. You should have gotten a notification along with the catalog sometime last week. And the entire Source Naturals line is 35% off. Country Life Enzymatic Therapy, Sprunk Janssen, Nature's Way, and Da Vinci Labs. The full lines are 30% off. And there's more.
Yes, there certainly is more. Too much for us to mention. We have deals, for example, on Solgar, Jaru Formulas, Doctor's Best, Allergy Research Group, and a lot more. How do you find out what else there is that's on sale? Well, it's easy. You can go to our website, www.wilner.com, and click on Sale tab. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter or request our free product reference catalog. If you prefer, you can call for a catalog. The number is 1-800-633-1106. You just leave your name and your address. That number, once again, ready? 1-800-633-1106. 800-633-1106. Of course, better yet, you can visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
You know, Don, you need to say something about that, those Solgar Duo packs.
Yeah, yeah.
Now would be a good time.
Okay. But number one, Solgar has two things that are on sale right now. They have all of their fish oil supplements that are on sale, 40% off, and they also have all of their CoQ10 products, including ubiquinol, at 40% off as well. Well, that's pretty impressive. However, if you thought that was impressive, listen to this. There are certain of the Solgar CoQ10 products that happen to be packaged in dual packs. In other words, two bottles for the price of one. Now, what we are doing for you, we are letting you buy the dual pack at 40% off the price of one bottle for certain items. I'll tell you which ones. But do you understand what that means? That is one heck of a discount. I think we calculated it comes out to 80-some percent off.
Yeah, 83% off.
83% off. Now, so, that's probably one of the best discounts we've ever had. Now, I'll quickly mention which products. The problem is we have certain restrictions on how we can advertise the Solgar product. So we can't put this, we can't specifically mention this on the website. So you have to either come by the store or call us up. But here, I'll go down real quickly. We have the Megasorb CoQ10 100 milligram soft gels in the 60 size. That's in this dual pack deal. You have the CoQ10 120 milligram veggie caps in the 30 size. You have the Megasorb CoQ10 200 milligram soft gels in the 30 size. And you have the Megasorb CoQ10 400 milligram soft gels in the 30 size. Those are the four products from Solgar in dual packs that are on sale 40% off as if you were buying one bottle. So you're getting two bottles for the price of one at 40% off. Wow, what a deal.
Absolutely.
Call us up or stop by the store.
Okay, and when you go to our website, www.wilner.com, and Wilner's with two L's, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your orders on the website as well, www.wilner.com. Wilner, chemists and nutritional supplement professionals, will be back in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again. Research shows that consumption of EPA and DHA omega-3 fatty acids may reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. Twin Labs Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil contains 100% pure krill oil, which contains omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, in a phospholipid form. This phospholipid form is more bioavailable than omega-3 triglycerides found in regular fish oil products. The phospholipid complex is more are easily recognized, incorporated, and utilized by the body. Combined with the naturally occurring antioxidant astaxanthin, this phospholipid helps to prevent oxidation, which can lower the quality of omega-3 fatty acids from fish. To further support heart health, Twin Lab added vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid to the Krill Essentials formula. Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil, along with all other products in the Twin Lab line, is on sale at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemists.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Jack Chalom. And we're answering your questions here, and let's talk to Sandy from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay. I've spoken to you about some questions similarly relating to my spinal fusion that I had in August. And one of the questions that I was I have two questions for you about the fish oil. I was told prior to surgery to discontinue the fish oil, which I did. Post-surgery, when they gave me the letter of what I should do after my surgery, they said not to take ibuprofen, Aleve, et cetera, and then at the end of the list was fish oil for 3 months post-surgery. And they didn't say why, and I forgot to ask the doctor why. I'm curious. That's question number one, if you could tell me why. And question number two is, since I have not been taking my fish oil since May, how long is the shelf life for fish oil?
Okay. If you look at the bottle, you look at the bottle, it'll have an expiration date.
Okay.
If it doesn't have an expiration date, throw it away.
Okay.
Next, going back to your first question, we'll let that for Dr. Podell.
I laughed. I mean, the only reason that I can even imagine that they would say don't take fish oil is because of the antiplatelet effects that may increase the risk of bleeding a little bit. But if you just stayed off it for a week after the surgery, that would be plenty.
That's interesting because it was listed under that it would interfere with the spinal fusion, with the fusion.
Okay, that's something I don't know about.
Well, I'm going to see the doctor tomorrow for one of my follow-up visits. I'm just curious.
Good. Make sure you ask him.
Ask him.
Yeah.
And then call us back and tell us.
Oh, okay. I always listen to you on Sunday. Thank you so much for your always helpful information. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Next is Bruce from Long Beach, Long Island. Hi, Bruce.
How you doing? This question is for Jack Chalom. You had mentioned dose of the omega-3, and you spoke that as one ages and there's more active disease, you would go higher. So my question is, what's the maximum dose of total EPA and DHA that you would recommend for a person who is not on anticoagulant therapy, for example, for osteoarthritis, heart disease, on statin?
Wow, that's a handful, given that I don't have details about your medical history. I've heard some people go up to very large amounts of fish oils. And in general, I would probably recommend a max of maybe 5 to 10 capsules a day. I think a max of 5 a day is really what most people...
Okay, you know, Jack, we need to pause for a break here. And Bruce, hang on, and we'll finish answering your questions a little later. Okay, you're listening to The Wilner Window. We'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And we got some problems in Westchester. This report sponsored by Advance Auto Parts and the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation. A southbound side of 684 after exit 3. There's an accident with an entrapment, so obviously need to steer clear. Very heavy on the Tappan Zee Bridge. Trying to get into Rockland County. All volume, no incidents to report. Your lower Hudson River crossings, GW Bridge heading into town. Upper deck, about a 15-minute wait. Lower deck, 15 as well. Holland Tunnel is going to cost you 30 minutes in, 10 on the way out. Link is going to cost you 35 in. Outbound side, no major problems to report. And traveling in the five boroughs, Cross Island Parkway, both directions, Northern Boulevard through to the Throgs Neck Bridge. You've got lots of company, although that is all weekend volume. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. Call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today. Alternate side of the street parking rules in effect today. They are suspended tomorrow for Columbus Day. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aid garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits. The improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Jack Challum. And we're here on the Wilner Window talking about fish oil supplements, and all stuff like that. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And if you had trouble getting through, we have some open lines now. So give us that call. Okay, Bruce, Long Beach, Long Island, we were talking to you about maximum dosage.
Right, but he mentioned capsules. Certain capsules had less EPA, DHA.
Good. I was just about to say, hey, Jack, you need to tell him in terms of, grams or milligrams of fish oil and where we are there.
Okay. Well, Bruce actually raised a couple of issues. In terms of dosage, I'd probably try to top out at 5, 6, 7 grams a day as a max. One of the things I find is if people need a lot of any kind of supplement, whether it's fish oils or some antioxidant or other thing to deal with health problems, they're probably missing something else. And if I remember correctly, I think Bruce said something about osteoarthritis. And, this is where glucosamine and chondroitin come in and are very helpful. And they work very well with the fish oils, and they work through different mechanisms. And it's important to think about more of a total program, diet, supplements, rather than putting literally all of our eggs in one basket. And just to expand on that a little bit, I almost always recommend as a foundation supplement a high potency multivitamin, and then building on that, because most multis don't contain fish oils, or if they do, they don't contain a lot of fish oils. And so just think of this as sort of a construction project, and you want to sort of build the whole house, so to speak, not just one room or two rooms.
All right, Bruce?
All right, then I just wanted to, what would be the highest dose that one
no,
would...
No, Bruce, you're missing...
No, I got his thing, but I just want to know to get toxic. If you went, say, 3,000 milligrams of EPA DHA, would you wind up with any problem with toxic effects, or if you went to 4,000? I'm just asking generic question.
At those levels, you're okay.
Right. Now, the Food and Drug Administration approved for treatment of high triglycerides, was it 4 grams a day?
4 grams a day.
Yeah,
correct.
So the FDA is saying that's a safe dose to take long term, because those people are going to take it long term.
Yeah.
You're looking for the kind of answer that might be available if we were talking about drugs, might be available if you were using the mindset as if this was a drug. But this is not a drug, and that kind of data is just not available. It's, we don't know. Research has used levels all over the place. Usually the recommended dosages on the bottles, they couldn't possibly put as high a dose as some of the research used, because you would be scared off. You'd say, oh, I need to take 9 of these a day. I can't afford 9 of these capsules a day. So they come down and they say, okay, take 4 a day, or take 2 a day, or go up with the higher concentrations. That the kind of data that you're looking for, the maximum dose, it's just not available. Okay? You'd get tired of swallowing the capsules before you would reach the maximum dose.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that call, Bruce.
And, you know, this is a frustrating thing because I get that same question all the time. Right away, people always ask, well, you know, what's the recommended dose or what's the maximum? As if these things are drugs. And you have to kind of realize that we're not talking about drugs here and that rigid, narrow range of an effective dose. You know, too little is not going to work well enough, and too much is going to be bad for you in some way. That doesn't usually apply to nutritional supplements.
All right, Helen from Meadowlands, New Jersey. You're next on the Wilner Window.
Okay, hello. My son was diagnosed with bipolar last year, and he's been on a few different medications, and he's being reevaluated for his diagnosis as symptoms come up. But I'd like to know, what's a good level of omega-3 or fish oils that, you know, we're trying something a little bit more holistic, too, along with the medication
mm-hmm.
he's receiving. So, you know, we're hoping that one may benefit and, you know, a more holistic kind of approach might benefit him. And I'm just wondering about the levels.
Okay. Have we seen any, Jack, have we seen any Helen puts it, mental benefits from the fish oil?
Yes. I mean, there's a huge amount of research here. Some of it has been published in the American Journal of Psychiatry, which is really kind of like the flagship medical journal in this field. The background, briefly, is bipolar is difficult to treat with conventional medicine. Fish oils can have a real benefit here. And if your son is already on a medication, I would probably start at about 2,000 milligrams of EPA, DHA combined, 2,000 as the total dose, and then maybe work your way up to 5,000 or 6,000 milligrams, and just kind of like gauging how he's feeling. And, of course, you know, let his doctor know what the two of you are doing, because at some point he may benefit from a reduction in the prescribed medication. And I think at this point, I'd like to just turn it over to Dr. Podell to see if he's got any...
I think you said it well.
Okay.
I could, if... You know, we have a moment, if you'd like, Arnie. I could read one paragraph from Health Notes.
One paragraph, okay.
One paragraph.
You get one paragraph.
Okay. People diagnosed with depression may have lower blood levels of omega-3 fatty acids. Okay, here we go. A double-blind trial found that bipolar patients taking 9.6 grams... 9.6, very specific, of omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil per day, in addition to their conventional medications, had significant improvements compared with those taking placebo. Similar benefits were reported in a preliminary trial that used 1.5 to 2 grams per day of pure EPA, a component of fish oil. In a preliminary trial, children with bipolar disorder saw benefits from omega-3 fatty acids between 1,300 to 4,300 milligrams per day from fish oil given for 8 weeks, which, by the way, is interesting. You see the wide range in dosage, just these few trials that are mentioned here. You can look this up. You can look up bipolar disorder and other nutritional treatments. If you go to our website, wilner.com, and go to the bottom of the home page, click the link to more information on Health Notes, and you can read the same thing I just read and more.
One thing I want to say is that there is a good literature there. Bipolar is a tricky disorder, so any nutrition doctor or anybody on their own who wants to go into the higher doses of fish oil should definitely do it in cooperation with the doctor. And probably if I were seeing such a person, I'd really want to measure their red blood cell fatty acid levels, see how much omega-3 there is beforehand, then measure it later, and try to prove that you've gotten up to the adequate dose by actually measuring the levels.
Good point. Okay, Helen.
Much.
Did we answer your question?
Yeah, you said the red blood cell count?
No, the red blood cell.
You can take red blood cells and analyze how much omega-3 oil is in the red blood cells.
Right, okay.
And there are specialized labs that do that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. That's our phone number here in the studio. Give us a call. You know, Jack, there's another fatty acid. It's an omega-6 fatty acid, and it's the primary one, or the good one. It's called GLA. How does GLA somehow substitute for EPA DHA in places, or do you need the GLA? What's the story with the GLA in relation to the EPA DHA?
I'm glad you brought this up because I see the clock is ticking and I wanted to address this. The benefits of the omega-3s are largely through a biochemical pathway that increases production of what's called prostaglandin E3. It's a body-produced compound that is a very strong anti-inflammatory. The omega-6s are interesting in that they can either go pro-inflammatory or anti-inflammatory. And GLA, the longer name is gamma-linolenic acid, is a plant oil that pushes the omega-6 pathway toward the anti-inflammatory end. And it leads up to what's called prostaglandin E1, which is also very anti-inflammatory. Now, prostaglandin E3 and E1 really work together, and you could call them synergistic. They both help suppress the pro-inflammatory prostaglandin, which is known as E2. And so people who benefit from fish oils in terms of reducing aches and pains but feel like they could use a little more help, that's when I often recommend adding GLA. And the typical dose, 300 to 600 milligrams a day. And there's good research backing this up, particularly in rheumatoid arthritis, but aches and pains in general. And about 10 years ago, when I was thinking along this line and working on the first edition of my inflammation syndrome book, I realized that there were some people in Denmark thinking along the exact same lines. And what they ended up doing was using this combination of fish oils and GLA to treat overuse injuries, basically inflammation in elite athletes, and it became a standard treatment for athletic injuries on the Danish Olympic team. And I'm still very much in touch with these folks. They're still following this approach. It works really well because what you're doing is essentially ramping up the body's anti-inflammatory abilities. And again, you know, the fish oils are great. If you just need a little bit of an extra anti-inflammatory push, add the GLA.
All right. Thanks so much for that, Jack. Okay, it's time for another break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR New York, WGKA in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Arne Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Somebody's going to think your name is and Dr. Richard Podell instead of just Richard Podell.
I changed it.
Yeah. Special guest Jack Challum will all be back after these messages.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well. But when bloating, cramps, and heartburn kick in, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus offers a complete flora-balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Probiotics probiotics are friendly bacteria that live in your intestinal tract. They actually make some of our vitamins, maintain healthy digestive pH, support regularity, and help us digest food. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 carefully selected strains of lactic acid bacteria. Not all probiotics are the same, so when choosing a probiotic, make sure it is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemists has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, Ageless Trans Resveratrol. Resveratrol is a natural occurring polyphenol found in grapes and Japanese knotweed. It has long been associated with the French paradox, which is the surprisingly low incidence of cardiovascular disease in France, where consumption of resveratrol-rich red wine and a high-fat diet is commonplace. Blue Bonnet's Ageless Trans Resveratrol provides the more stable, active trans isomer from red wine extract and Japanese knotweed in three potencies, 100, 250, and 500 milligrams. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose Ageless Trans Resveratrol, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's Ageless Trans Resveratrol, another cardio support formula from Blue Bonnet, available at Wilner Chemists. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
All righty. You know what, Don, now would be a good time to go over some of the products that contain GLA that Solgar has.
Yeah, very quickly. I know we have some people waiting on the phone, but maybe two things. First, we should thank Solgar once again, because Jack's appearance on our show is through the courtesy of Solgar Vitamins, so we do appreciate that. Thank you, Solgar. You know, Jack mentioned the importance and the value of GLA. Well, you know, GLA, of course, many of you might remember initially GLA, the product containing GLA, was evening primrose oil. And then we came out with stronger products, black currant oil, and probably the strongest would be borage oil. Now, Jack is suggesting a combination of EPA, DHA, and borage oil, which I agree with wholeheartedly because he's right. They both have the same complementary action, reduce inflammation. Solgar has an excellent high-potency product. It's called EPA/GLA, appropriately, and what it is indeed, it's a mixture of the omega-3 fatty acids from fish oils, EPA, DHA, and GLA from borage oil in a fairly high potency. So if you want a good high-potency EPA and GLA combination, I suggest Solgar's EPA-GLA soft gels.
All righty, and they also make a combination of like a 369 product also, Don.
Right, right. It's called EFA 1300, Omega 369. It also has a blend. That one I don't think is quite as high a potency, but it's a little bit more of a whole spectrum. I think it may, if I remember, it may even have a little bit of flax oil in there as well. Yeah, so it's more of a broad spectrum, a broad spectrum, a little bit lower potency, perhaps. I didn't actually do a compare. Yeah, it says three soft gels, whereas the other was two. But you're right, Arnie. That would also be another approach if you want something with some ALA in it from flaxseed oil as well.
I forgot to mention that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to us by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. Okay, let's do a phone call. John from Brookfield, Connecticut, you're next.
Hi there. My situation is that I run high in the triglycerides. Sometimes I've been as high as 1,300.
Mm-hmm.
And currently I'm running around 500, and I do take fish flax and borage oil. The information I got there was from the, I don't know if you ever heard the book, Win the War Within, about arachidonic acid.
No, I haven't, but go ahead.
Okay, well, they suggested that you take, you know, a ton of fish oil, flax, and borage at the same time, along with vitamin E.
Okay.
But how much should I take? You know what, I'd like to get my triglycerides down around 150, 200 at least, and I really have a hard time with that.
Okay, so you want to...
Has the amount you've been taking worked yet?
It's brought it down from around 1,000 to 500.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like you're taking enough of the fish oil. You may be taking some of the others, which may not have a direct effect on the triglycerides. But
I didn't catch that. How much fish oil are you taking?
It's probably about 2 to 3 grams a day.
Well, certainly at the least go up to 4 grams. But well, I want to emphasize, this is not a standard nutritional problem. This is actually a medical disease that you have, because not only can it lead to heart disease and cause pancreatitis, all kinds of stuff. If I were treating you, I would probably add other things that lower triglycerides, such as niacin, which is a natural product, but very effective for lowering triglycerides. But this should be handled by a physician. This is not something for you to figure out on your own.
All right, when I take the niacin, I have a problem. I get the gout, so...
Well, that's... okay. As I say, it is a medical problem, though. It's something you need a doctor to help you work with.
Okay. But you say at least 4 grams of fish oil?
Yes.
But this is 4 grams of EPA DHA, not 4 grams of the total oil. Make sure you're getting 4 grams of EPA plus DHA.
Okay, so if it says like 1,200 milligrams and then it says 300 EPA and say 250 DHA.
That's only 550 of the EPA DHA.
All right, now I get the drift. All right, great. Thanks for that information. I appreciate it so much.
Okay, John.
Hey, I'd like to add a couple of things. One, when someone's got very high triglycerides, this often mirrors very high blood sugar levels. And that usually points to prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. And this is something, if John has not been diagnosed with some blood sugar issue, he needs to raise with his physician. The other thing is physical activity can help bring down triglycerides. And again, in his case specifically, if he is not exercising, he probably should check with his doctor to make sure he is healthy enough to begin some sort of exercise regimen.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, and then, you know, of course, begin slowly, easily. Don't try to do a marathon in the first week. But these are important things for John to raise with his physician.
Okay, no, that's a very good point. Now, what about the role of, very quickly, we're running out of time, what about the role of carnitine here to try and lower some of the triglycerides?
Carnitine, I think, is very important. It's this nutritional compound that helps bring fats into cells where they should be burned for energy. So carnitine is certainly one of the nutrients, one of the supplements to add to the mix.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. If you're still listening, at least 2 to 3 grams of carnitine a day. Okay, and now we have to let you know a little bit of information about bone strength from New Chapter.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter gives you the whole truth. I'd like to thank our special guest, Jack Chalom. Jack, thank you so much for joining us today.
Always great to be on the show.
Oh, we always love having you, and we'll see you again next month or the month after, probably. Okay. We've reached the end of this episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed talking to you. We hope you've enjoyed it and had some fun today. I'd like to thank Ira and Noah for helping us in the control room and tell you to stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. 4 o'clock today.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.
You've been listening to a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR New York. Visit us online at WOR710.com.